Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:56 Greenwich Mean Time on November 8th. Well, this has been a day really dominated by the results of the US midterms, and with the Democrats taking over control of the House of Representatives and still a very tight race for the Senate. The markets, which had been a little bit nervous already coming up to these elections, sold off a little bit in here today. But judging by the size of that sell-off, it's really nothing to worry about. And I think anyone that has a reasonable head on their shoulders is going to realize that regardless of the talk that we're hearing out of a lot of politicians about all the changes that they're going to make, there isn't going to be any great difference to the way the country is run. And indeed, what is going to happen with the stock markets. And as long as liquidity remains abundant, we're not going to hit any major crash with the stock markets. So, just bearing that in mind, the Nikkei was probably the weakest of all the stock markets today. It was down just over 1%, down 177 points. But then again, the Nikkei has hardly been a leader, and it now remains to be seen whether it's going to be able to maintain that progression of rising lows from the May lows. But then looking at the Hang Seng was down 128 points. That had been a little bit overextended, and having sold off a little bit, I think we're probably into a more of a corrective phase. But I don't think it's going to be anything like we saw in May, and I think this will probably be quite shallow. Judging by the reaction that we saw on the A shares and on the H shares, then I don't really believe that the Hang Seng is going to sell off very much. Looking into Europe. Europe had sold off quite a bit early on in the session. I'll give you an example, like the FTSE, where early on in the session it had been down to nearly 6,200, but finished the day at 6,239. And on the future, it only closed down one on the day at 6,257. So really quite a quiet day across Europe. There was a couple of the indices closed up. That was Spain, Italy, and Amsterdam. But judging that, particularly an index like Spain, which has really gone up an awful lot recently, didn't sell off very much at all, actually closed up on the day, does show us that there is still strength in this market, even though they are a little bit n more nervous than they would have been a couple of weeks ago. The US markets opened down on the day, but currently they're pretty much on par. The Nasdaq is up slightly. It's up just over one, just sorry, just under 1 point. The S&P is down just over 1 point, and the Dow Jones is down 24 points. So, really very steady in here. Mexico is up 127 points. It has been higher than that today, but that's quite steady considering that it came off a little bit there yesterday, and that has rallied quite significantly over the last couple of weeks. So, I think at the worst we're moving into a bit of a consolidation for some of the equity markets, and at the best they could easily shrug this off over the next couple of days, all depending on the political backdrop in the US. And it wouldn't be surprising to see this little bit of nervousness last for another couple of days as those final results come in. But looking at the commodity markets, there has been a little bit more to talk about. The precious metals have sold off a little bit in here today. Really, again, nothing to worry about. Gold is down $3.50. It's at 621.30. That's on the spot price. Platinum, being much more volatile than the rest, is down 24. It's at 1170 right now. That's down, sorry, down 22. Palladium down 6, and silver down 6.5 cents at 1261. That's in the December contract. So, a little bit weaker in here today. The effect on the industrial metal prices has been a bit stronger. The nickel price is currently down 1,200 points. It's at 30,050. Now that 30,000 level was a psychological level on the way up, and has turned into a psychological level of support once it broke through it. So, to maintain the integrity of the overall pattern, a sustained move below that level really would give the bears something to crow about. Zinc is down 80 points in here today. It's at 4,420. So, ran into a little bit of resistance around the sort of round number of 4,500. even though it's down 80, if it were to close down there or close a little bit below that, we could see a key reversal there. But again, it's a statistical key. It's not something that's going to set the world alight. So I would really need to see some sort of pretty significant follow through on the downside there to change my view that that zinc is still it within that uptrend. But this is a warning shot, depending of course on where it closes. And it's pretty much the same story for lead, which is down 23. It's at 1717, well, 1717 right now. And again, it would need follow through on the downside to really break the integrity of this uptrend, even though that uptrend has been really quite steep. So a little bit of a warning shot we're getting in here today, but nothing to really worry too much about. Oil had sold off yesterday. It's up again in here today. It's up 71 cents right now. It's at 59.66. That's on the front month. Natural gas is up 4. It's at 7.80 right now. And gasoline is up $3, nearly $3.60. It's at 156 even. So we're still seeing the support building phase within the energy sector. But we really do need to see start seeing upper dynamics and consecutive days on the upside. And it has, particularly oil, hasn't really been able to put those through just yet. Actually, looking at the actual futures price, which is really a better reflection than the continuation charts that we have in the chart library of what is actually happening, it has a progression of lower highs from the beginning of October, also progression of lower lows. It's coming into that progression right now, and we would need to see it break above that. And that would just in terms of what the front month would have to do, it really would need to start breaking above sort of $62, $63 to really tell us that there's been a change in the supply demand or the bulls and bears dynamic. But it is starting, it's definitely looking at like a support building phase in here right now. Now the treasuries have been really quite weak. They rallied up, the 30-year rallied up to 12.24 earlier on in the session. It's currently at 12.10, which is up 3 on the day. But following that big downward dynamic we saw a couple of days ago from the sort of 13.5 level, it really would need to sustain a break above that level to give the bullish case some real foundation. And as subscribers will know, we're really quite bearish of bonds over the long term, and I'd be surprised if it really can maintain this move up beyond that level. And it does look like it had that big downward dynamic. It's starting to claw its way back up towards there, but I don't really believe it's going to get there, or to actually sustain that move above the 13.5 level. The currency markets have been pretty quiet in here today. Now the dollar had a very significant down day yesterday, and I'm just pulling up the dollar index on the Bloomberg in front of me right now. But it's been pretty flat in here today. It's at 85.39, which is almost unchanged on the day in here today. And the euro is pretty much unchanged in here today at 127.72. So it's getting up towards the top of the range relative or against the euro and against the pound. It's already up there. It's probably about time that we can start to expect a little bit of bleating coming from central banks that the that their currencies are getting a bit too strong against the dollar. But it really would need some sort of upward dynamic on the dollar index or from the dollar against any of these other currencies to check its decline beyond a short pause. And that's pretty much it for me. I'm teaching a seminar tomorrow evening, so I will have very little written in the comment of the day. But David will be back. He had a dental appointment this afternoon. Thank you very much for your time.